Now, we'll bring a second story to you this morning. And over the next 2 days, we are going to be breaking significant stories around this scheme. Remember, this is the scheme that will cost you over a 20-year period hundreds of millions of pounds. This is why this is such a huge story. So let's break the second story now. This directly involves the First Minister, Arlene Foster. So we've already covered what happened in October, November 2015. But let's look at the period now, just before the scheme closed completely. Now, Chris, so we fast forward, and this is now early 2016. What happened?
Well, senior civil servants were still worried about the scheme and how much it was costing. It had been tightened up, as we've made comments about. It had been amended. And this idea of the more you burn, the more you earn, it had been dealt with in November. But it was still a good deal for businesses. They were still signing up, and the Treasury was making clear Northern Ireland was going to have to foot the bill.
But how does Arlene Foster get involved in this? How is she involved in this?
Well, of course, by this stage, she was First Minister. She was also acting First Minister during some of the in and out period, but she was First Minister at this stage. And a senior source has told us that she became involved personally to try to keep it open. This is in early 2016. Senior civil servants were telling the economy minister, the then enterprise minister, Jonathan Bell, that it had to close. And he did finally agree to that. However, I've been told that Arlene Foster fought that and pushed for another delay. And I'm also told that there were pretty heated conversations between the ministers at Stormont.
So what was the outcome of that?
Well, there was what I would suppose could be called a compromise, where a deal was reached between the First Minister, the Enterprise Minister and officials at the department, where the scheme would be extended for another 2 weeks. But as I say, there was, from all accounts, a pretty heated debate about this.
Now, of course, publicly, this scheme was being touted as a success.
And
Arlene Foster may well have been trying to protect businesses who were investing boilers and trying to enter the scheme. So she could absolutely say, hold on a second, I'm trying to protect these businesses out there.
That's totally true. And it is worth going back and looking just at how upset politicians from all the main parties were at the final closure of this scheme. I mean, I have the debate in front of me, and you have many who are saying that this is a disgrace. There wasn't the outrage over it remaining open that there is now. But at this stage, for the officials, it simply wasn't about helping businesses or the environment. Stormont simply could not afford it. And that delay undoubtedly allowed more firms to enter the scheme, adding to that financial drain on Stormont.
So, we know as a programme, to sum that up, we know as a programme that there were heated exchanges between Arlene Foster and the then minister, Jonathan Bell. We did ask this question to the executive office. We said, did Arlene Foster, as First Minister, ask for an extension to the tiered non-domestic RHI scheme when senior civil servants had asked for it to be closed in early 2016? The following response came to this programme. Following representations, including those from other political parties, the Minister for the Department for Enterprise, Trade and Investment decided to extend the tiered scheme for a further 2 weeks. This decision was publicised and explained at the time, as were the criticism of the Minister for the original proposed timing of the closure. As the Enterprise Minister made clear at the time, the First Minister and Deputy First Minister supported this decision in light of the concerns expressed at the time and the fact that cost controls had already been introduced from November 2015. Civil servants expressed no objection to the 2 week extension in light of the legal dangers of the lack of adequate notification period. It should, of course, be noted that despite the extension of the scheme for a further 2 weeks, the opposition parties nonetheless still voted against the closure. But again, if you read carefully and listen, carefully to that answer, remember the question that we asked that they didn't then answer. The question that we asked was, did Arlene Foster ask for an extension to the tiered non-domestic RHI scheme? And it is the belief of this programme that we have evidence that she did.
Yeah, we have a source very close to this that says that this was the case. And as I say, apparently there were heated conversations at Stormont. We have bid to speak to the then Enterprise Minister, Jonathan Bell, just to re-emphasise that again. As yet, the DUP say they don't think that's going to be possible.
So, to our First Minister in this country, we asked you and it has not been answered by the Executive Office. Arlene Foster, did you personally ask for an extension to the scheme? Because the Nolan Show is evidence that you did. And we will be on the phone right now to the Executive Office asking them, will they clarify that point? Are they prepared to answer the question? Jim Allister.
Well, actually, I don't take so much issue with this because by this stage, the scheme had been fixed. That's to say, it had been brought into line with the GB scheme. And the real source of the problem here was that when Arlene Foster was Deputy Minister, she departed from the GB scheme. She took out the cost control. She took out the tiering, which allowed it to run away with itself. But they fixed that and any application from the 18th of November 2015 was under a scheme which was parallel to the GB scheme and therefore didn't have the lucrative benefits that the previous scheme had.
The relevance, Jim, of this part of the story is that we're saying there were heated exchanges between Arlene Foster and the Minister, Jonathan Bell.
I think it goes beyond that, Jim. Here's what is being suggested. Senior civil servants at that time were desperately trying to close this scheme because the way this whole scheme works is basically there is a certain amount of money that comes from the Treasury and then anything that is spent beyond that, essentially the Northern Ireland budget is having to pick up. So this is still a costly scheme. There's still money that's going to have to be ploughed into it. So as a result, when this scheme was still open, and I know you know how this scheme works, but while the scheme was still open, it was adding to the increased budget, which is why ultimately even that scheme, the amended scheme, had to be closed because basically civil servants were saying, we simply cannot afford this. And you know, as I say, I am told that senior civil servants were extremely concerned at this stage. Yes.
The point I'm making is that the squander into the future arose from the old scheme. And yet the amended scheme, which was quite a circumspect scheme in the sense that there was no profit to be made, and indeed such a scheme continues to run in GB.
But it was
the casualty of the earlier squander because there had been lack of control in the first manifestation of the scheme.
You're 100% right in that, but of course there was still a cost, Jim, and that was adding to the cost.
Let's let Colmie through.
Stephen, Jim's right, and you know the scheme had been fixed at that stage. But what this actually tells us is that Arlene Foster was all over this scheme. And as I've been saying for a week, she is somebody who is all over detail. It isn't the case that she's the type of minister who would be looking the other way, who would have a whistleblower come to her with a serious problem and just hand it over to officials and leave it at that. That's what we've been saying. And it is clear now, you know, that of course, yes, the scheme had been fixed, but Arlene Foster was all over the detail of this scheme. So therefore, why back when the problem arose? Well, first of all, the problem arose in her policy decision to change the scheme from the GB scheme. But then when she was offered the opportunity from a whistleblower, as we've been talking about all week, why then did she not get involved? If she got involved, you know, in early 16, when the horse had already bolted. I think this just tells us that Arlene Foster is the type of minister who would be all over a scheme, is the type of minister who was on her brief, is the type of minister who knew the detail of this long before anybody else.
Question for the man who was the minister at that time when the scheme closed, Jonathan Bell. Why were there heated exchanges between Mr. Bell and Arlene Foster? What was going on there? And we shouldn't speculate, but it's certainly a question that we should get answered. The DUP have been back in touch with us again. So now we're going back to our first story. It is the BBC's understanding that there was pressure put on civil servants from the Office of First and Deputy First Minister and the DUP to keep the scheme open. And the scheme was kept open. The scheme did not close, and it was after that pressure that the spike happened. The DUP, in a further statement to This Morning, are telling the Nolan Show this. For the avoidance of any doubt, no one at the then OFM-DFM sought to delay the closure of the scheme. That is contrary to the evidence that this programme has. I'm telling you that this programme has significant evidence that that statement is not accurate.